A motion filed in Detroit federal court by the American Civil Liberties Union's Michigan chapter, unions, and others asks that Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson be ordered to stop requiring the checkbox on applications and that all clerks be told the box should not be used. ACLU Legal Director Michael Steinberg tells WEMU he tried to warn Johnson.
We have been in touch with the Secretary of State's office and informed her that given that the governor vetoed legislation that would require a citizenship checkbox on the ballot application, she is without authority to do this on her own.
Washtenaw County is not part of the ACLU legal proceedings. Clerk Larry Kestenbaum says the county's election commission rejected the Secretary of State's recommendation and has chosen only to offer one ballot without the citizenship check boxes. Kestenbaum says outside of the controversy, there are a couple of reasons that stem strictly from an elections administration standpoint.
Thing number one is that in a busy election, it's just one more time-consuming step. You know, and when you're in a precinct processing through, a thousand or more voters, anything like that, the adds another step, it only slows everything down.
Secondly, potential voters, he says, can become argumentative about the ballot application requirement and slow the process even further. Lastly, Kestenbaum says those applying for absentee ballots may inadvertently leave the box blank and spoil their entire ballot, meaning they didn't vote. The coalition filed suit Monday. They're requesting expedited consideration because the election is less than 7 weeks away and clerk preparation has begun. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.